This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Yes, right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show. Siphakela yonke into emnandi about the business. On a Monday, every Monday. So we see your business Monday on the Hlanganani Midday Show. I am your number one guy. I am the host with the most. By the name of Funchechigo Poiko Sagamabaso. The originator. The masterpiece. Mr. Pin That Done That. The one man army. Katen Kulumage now we're gonna namhlanje. We do have Uchichi on the Business Wise Corner. Hello, Chichi.
Hi guys. Hi everyone. Hello to the host with the most.
The host is the most. We are usually a rhyme leyo. Sikhuluma no Chichi on the Business Wise Corner. Siyazi ukuthi na every Monday usuke khona ke sithe na Business Wise Corner before singene enkulumeni yethu nobani na no Chichi. Ngicela senze njani sidlule nga.
The Business Wise Corner with Gigi.
Welcome Chichi on the Monday kumhlaka 8 ku April 2024. Ibinjani iphasika yakho?
Hi guys, good morning. I was so blessed. How was yours, guys?
Yeah, I did not go to a Passover.
Oh. For next year, there's always a next year.
Always a next year. Gigi, today we are speaking about rebranding. Maybe umuntu ongazi mhlambe nje uqala sichaze rebranding. Masithi umuntu uya rebranda, kusuke kuchaza ukuthini?
Yes, so we're talking about rebranding. When we talk about rebranding, it's kuluma ngoku reintroducer, re-establishing yourself, like recreating yourself, basically.
Yeah, you are coming up with a new name. You are coming up with a new everything.
Yes.
New customers.
new everything.
Manje, uzobuza ke omunye Gigi, ukuthena. What is the advantage and disadvantages of a rebranding?
There's a lot of advantages rebranding. Just to start off, when Uti rebranding is to reestablish a brand yako and your audience. So who are these new people? Because already you have a business, now you're rebranding. So most of the time, that's when rebranding comes about. And then it gives you the opportunity to find new customers. So to brand out to new people where you weren't able to reach before. And also, when you rebrand, you also create a new vision and mission and value for your customer. So now, if you rebrand, you have a new vision, comes with growth. So new mission and values, all of that comes with growth. So it's so cool. So mostly there's pros instead of cons in the rebranding because you change a lot of things when you're able to relaunch yourself at the end of the day when you're done with the rebranding.
Yeah, especially kunabantu who abangalemukeli ushintsho kalula Gigi. Like the advantage or disadvantages now of rebranding your business.
Yeah, so the disadvantage is you may lose the current people that you have. So masiqala ushintsha, maybe abantu bazothi no, I think this company is too much for me now.
Yeah.
Or because now you've rebranded, also comes with a lot of money to rebrand. So if you want to reach a different audience, I'm sure so you need more money and also everything that you do is going to cost more.
Yeah.
So that disadvantage is ungabalahlekela ama customers, the kind customers that you have where they're like, it's not my style. Those people are unfortunately left behind. But at the end of the day, it's good for your business. We all deserve to grow in everything that we do.
Yeah, uzoshoke omunye ukuthi na okay, I'm thinking of rebranding a business lami. What is the first step?
Yes. Okay, so as I said, the first step, melu wazi ukuthi yini lo ifunayo.
Yes.
What do you want? Is it a 6-month thing? Is it a 5-year thing? What do you do? So what do you want for your business? Then you start to rebrand it with ukwazi ukufika la ofika khona. So first and foremost, where is it that you want to take your business? Whether it's a short-term goal, long-term goal, medium goal, then you're able to rebrand and reach the goal.
Mm. What could be maybe the reason, Gigi, that can actually drive an entrepreneur or a businessman or businesswoman to actually consider rebranding themselves?
Yeah, I think we spoke about this morning when I told you that I'm also thinking about rebranding.
Yeah.
And I think come over with the, as an entrepreneur, maybe you get bored and comfortable.
Yeah.
Whereas, as Usu Dry, let's say we routine where you know you're always going to get the same customers. You know, you're always going to, it's always going to be the same thing over and over again. So now it's too much of a routine. Whereas, I'm an entrepreneur, knows we like to be innovative. We like to create solutions where there's problems. So then it's muscle footballing at the segments. That's when that idea comes from. Let me rebrand and find a new target market or a new service, even though it's not a new service, but reach a new audience for my business. Maybe local, I see myself as an entrepreneur and actually doing something day in, day out.
Mm. Let us speak about the process, Manje Chichi. We all know Gutena IPC is actually the one onigayo go ahead to Gutena. This is your logo, this is your business, or this is the name of your business.
Yes.
Now I'm rebranding. What is the process now include our CIPC?
Okay, because remember for CIPC, you also pay them returns to keep your business and keep your name. Every year, so I think you pay about 200 rand. Must always spend that concept of a new business, which also can be a good and bad thing, but I think it's a good thing. You re-register the name, obviously, you have to have about three names if you're thinking about rebranding. Luckily, if it's your favorite name, they're Raketa, Abagol, Keta. And then you're able to start your new business from scratch and be the new person and reach new heights.
Mm, right. Hey, Chichi, I don't. How far or how long can it take now? Gutena, I have rebranded to Savita Private Tutoring. Ngawubiza ngenye into. Like, is there maybe a time frame sure you gutena abona masuhambo fike lapha, that means gutena manje ama customers wakho are accepting leli gamelisha oza nalo?
I don't think there's a time frame where, but the best thing is after you're planning when there's a successful launch. So if you launch your business, that's when it will reach a lot of people. Everything, I'm ready, my brand is ready to reach out. Do a successful launch, a planned out launch, whether it's through social media or an actual workshop where we're just like, okay, guys, this is my business, this is what I provide. I tutor people, this is me, this is my logo, these are my flyers with the banners. So if you have a proper launch, that also boosts abantu bakwazi.
Mm. Thank you so much, Gigi. It is a Business Wise Corner, a word of wisdom on Aishia Nabalo, because I'm an entrepreneur that want to actually get into a business, the world of business. What can it be?
Word of wisdom is don't be afraid to restart or start.
Mm.
So if you have that idea, ala manje ungali.
Don't be afraid to restart.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Gigi. Have a great one. Maybe as Tate in Kudla Zokumana, Bakhtola Anjana Bantu. Remember, Ugute Naishanga Nani, Iyala Lelwa.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure being here every Monday. I always look forward to it. So, Abantu Bangangtola go Instagram, where Gigi's Pastry, also Facebook, Gigi's Pastry, Inamba Bangang WhatsApp, Agiona. It's not for calls. It's 066-2124-779. I'll repeat it. 066-2124-779. You'll also be able to see Iketelo Glapogu WhatsApp and speak to me. I'll be able to give you a quote on whatever you require.
Thank you, Gigi.
Thank you so much, guys.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.